Your users discover your product because they're looking to solve a particular problem that matters to them. Discovery is only the first part of the puzzle. From that point on, the long-term success of any SaaS product depends on offering a great experience to the customer every time they interact with it. In-app messages are the different elements that product teams use to reach, inform, and educate users within the product so they can experience its potential right within the context of the product, and it plays a crucial role in determining how soon users see value in a product. This brings us to a problem we're all trying to solve: how to keep users engaged and informed in a way that is valuable but non-intrusive, educative but also entertaining? What is in-app messaging and why does it matter as we dive deeper into the world of in-app messaging? Let's start by looking at some benefits that show why in-app messaging deserves a seat in your broader customer education strategy. We've broken down these benefits into two categories: the immediate gains that are experienced firsthand by an end user and the compounding benefits that add value to the product team over time. Benefits of in-app messaging. You know your products the best. This can sometimes influence your understanding of how easy or difficult it is for new users to understand your product. And you can't be there to handhold each new customer through their first few interactions with your product. But what if there was another alternative? Support new users to be successful from the get-go. Your product onboarding experience is a good starting point to win over new users. But the way you choose to design this initial experience is just as important as the vehicle you use to execute it. Product tours and onboarding walkthroughs are great to give new users a glimpse into the benefits of your product. Shorten the distance between signing up and deriving value. Good in-app messaging involves a little bit of everything. It's a great copy combined with a simple, fuss-free design. It's educational, but it also leaves enough room for self-paced discovery. All these elements come together to reach the same goal: guide users towards their aha moment, so they see value in your product in the quickest, best possible way. Users easily find help when and where they need it. In an ideal world, all products would be easy enough to use without any guidance, but the reality is that products can get complex. Providing product information when the user needs it, in the app context in which they are currently in, is essential for users to use your product successfully. Users don't raise support tickets unless they need human intervention. The great part about building an in-app communication strategy that is built around the needs of the customer is that it pays back. These benefits can eventually impact the product team as well, since keeping users informed about improvements and product changes can also reduce customer tickets over time. Your product roadmap is a true reflection of user needs. Your active users are your biggest advocates, but they can also be your harshest critics. Leveraging in-app messaging, surveys, polls, or other communication channels can help product teams collect real-time feedback and data on how users are interacting with their products. This in turn lets you create more user-centric products and drive long-term growth and success. Types of in-app messaging that boost user engagement and retention. The content and impact of in-app messaging are best understood in the context of its usage. As a customer, there are places where you appreciate a nudge or hint in the right direction, but there are also situations where you'd much rather be left alone. Let's take a look at a few types of in-app messaging and real-life examples of products that use them well. Checklists and tutorials. Picture this. You're a new customer excited diving into a brand new product or service. But as you navigate through its somewhat unfamiliar territory, confusion starts to creep in. You then get frustrated and decide to come back when you have time. Except, you never do. The initial interactions with a product play a major role in deciding whether you'll use it again, or even consider paying for it in the future. 63% of users believe that onboarding is a key factor in deciding whether to subscribe to a product. What's worse is that 74% of potential customers will switch to other solutions if the onboarding process is complicated. Onboarding checklists and tutorials are invaluable to new users. They simplify the process of getting started with a product or service by providing step-by-step instructions, highlighting key features, and addressing common questions that can be easily handled without human intervention. This Getting Started checklist is a great example of an onboarding tutorial presenting a short list of goals or activities a new user can use to discover Grammarly's potential. Each step in the checklist includes additional features to go deeper, but this overview offers a good starting point to assess if and how the tool can help you improve your writing. Welcome screens. A personalized welcome screen is one of the simplest ways of making a connection with a new user. It also allows you to collect additional information from the user that can help designing the perfect initial experience tailored to their unique needs. Typeform includes personalized welcome screens to bring new users on board. This welcome screen in Typeform is a great example of using the product to illustrate its value to a new user. One of the first things you do as a new user is to answer this short Typeform that not only acts as a window into the product but also helps in personalizing the user's journey in the future. K15T experience at K15T. We use Atlassian Confluence on a daily basis, and we onboard each new team member to the platform on their first day. Atlassian is great in welcoming new users and providing a high-quality onboarding experience for Confluence. Tool tips and prompts. Another good practice is to include small tips and practices that assist new users while they explore a new product. Even the simplest product has a learning curve, and these tips can go a long way in increasing the stickiness of a product as new users find their way around it. This simple series of prompts that appear as you start designing with Canva is a great example of offering practical advice in a non-intrusive way. Modal pop-ups. You work hard to deliver new features and improvements to your products, but are you certain that your users are aware of these updates? This is a genuine problem that concerns the best product teams around the world. So much that we recently published an extensive article offering tips and practical advice on writing more effective release notes, illustrating our challenges and how we solved them. But that's only one part of the problem. Your beautifully written release notes will stay hidden if your users don't get the opportunity to discover them. In-app messaging allows you to keep users updated about enhancements and new releases as and when they happen, including a "What's New?" dialog box that opens up a small summary of new improvements and updates is a great way of sharing changes with users without interfering with the user experience. It also allows users to easily access the release notes to better understand the feature if they want to do so. K15T experience. It doesn't necessarily need to be a "What's New?" dialog box. For instance, Atlassian provides modals within Confluence that allow users to discover keyboard shortcuts, tutorials, feedback, and more. Especially the keyboard shortcuts help us at K15T to work faster with Confluence, and this is something we share with every new colleague. Embedded in-app help. Context-sensitive help lets users jump straight to the relevant piece of help content in the documentation by clicking on specific touch points within the software. But embedding in-app help within your product lets you improve that experience even further. With in-app help, users get the help they need without losing any context. Since the help information they need is presented to them right there, it encourages users to stay within the product, understand how they can fix the issue they're facing, and solve it right away without taking them outside the product and into the product's documentation. Instead of taking your users to the solution, you bring the solution to them. Scroll Viewport for Confluence by K15T is a help center solution that lets you turn your Confluence documentation into beautiful help centers. Its in-app help feature lets users search for articles or browse through the most important articles so they can really dive into the content that's useful to them. All you need to do to implement in-app help is to copy a widget code from Viewport, replace the URL with the view you want to show in your app, and hand that code to your dev team so they can implement it into the app. Buttons. But providing access to product documentation is only one part of the puzzle. Making your product sticky and memorable is about making it so easy to use that users don't even need to look for how the product can add value to them. That information should always be available at close quarters, easy to access when they need it without interrupting the experience of using the product. A simple help button opens up a world of useful content in Asana. This useful but non-intrusive experience is illustrated beautifully in Asana, where a subtle icon near the bottom of the screen opens up a window of helpful resources and advice in a variety of formats so the user can choose what makes sense to them. It lets users access video tutorials, browse through popular topics, and even contact support. K15T Experience, another great example, is once again Atlassian Confluence. Within Confluence, the Help button consolidates all in-app messages into a single sidebar. Here, you can access context-sensitive articles, the community, and keyboard shortcuts, etc. Furthermore, third-party app vendors, like us, can also access this sidebar to add helpful links for their respective apps. Notification banners. Banner announcements are prominent, visually appealing notifications that appear at the top or bottom of the user interface to communicate important messages or updates to the users. Irrespective of the placement of a banner, they're designed to catch the user's attention, so you need to be extra careful to use them only when necessary instead of including every tiny update in a banner and adding it to the product screen. This banner in Figma is designed to inform without distracting the user. Some possible use cases for banner announcements include major product updates, upcoming events like webinars or training sessions, and even important downtime or maintenance alerts. Labels and icons. The ideal time to recommend an upgrade or upsell to users is after they've seen value in your product. But always remember that the goal isn't to force users to purchase things they don't need, but to surface additional use cases or features that can increase the value they derive from your product over time. Canva uses icons to subtly call out premium and free features. Including labels and icons are a great way of hinting at upsell opportunities without making it intrusive or too in your face. This ensures that users can experience the product without disrupting their flow, but also lets them explore additional paid features within the context of the product if they choose to do so. Bonus. Best practices for effective in-app messaging. Now that we've, hopefully, convinced you about the benefits of in-app messaging to educate and inform users throughout their journey, let's look at some best practices and tips to keep in mind while crafting these messages. Segment your user base. Different types of communication make sense to different users. Using existing data to understand which users would benefit from which kind of content, and at what stages is important while adding in-app communication to your marketing mix. Gathering this usage data over time will also unearth insights that can help fine-tune your in-app communication strategy. But as a starting point, always tailor communication to user segments based on what matters most to them. KISS. Keep it short and simple. This one's a golden rule for any type of product communication. Irrespective of how many things you'd like to highlight to your users, remember that your users have a limited attention span, so use it wisely. Your user interacts with your product to fulfill a particular goal or to solve a problem. Only offer content that will help them achieve that purpose. No more, no less. Always have a goal in mind. Having a clear goal can help you design your in-app communication strategy and craft direct and compelling messages. Whether you're trying to guide new users through their onboarding, encourage them to upgrade, or nudge them towards new features, make it easy for users to reach the end goal with minimal clicks. Review messages regularly and screen for relevance. Finally, one of the most important things to do is to constantly review your in-app messages and ensure that they're up to date. There's nothing worse than an outdated tooltip or unnecessary banner notification. Ensure you're aware of all the possible communication flows across user segments and regularly screen them for relevance. Interested in more content like this? At K15T, we want to help teams share their knowledge freely, simply, and effectively to better educate and enable their customers. Subscribe to our newsletter to get updates on tools, tactics, and habits that can help you create a culture of knowledge sharing in your team.